Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell and international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, now, you know, the show started out as a, music show and to give exposure to the independent artists and all that other good shit. But through the realization and the power of this network, that is why the content is switched up. And being the area that I live in, we got tremendous problems. That is why, you know what I'm saying, this show is formed into what you have now, you know what I'm saying? Still Wrecking the Game Radio, still Starship Smell Pride, still Captain Smell So Good, but, I had to use this platform, man, to get some issues out there. So, with all that said, today is Talk to Your Teens Thursday. Talk to the teens Thursday, not to the kids. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the teens. It's time to stop talking to your kids and start listening and talking to your teens. You know, because young kids follow what the older kids or teens do. That's their direct influence while no one is around. So it's time to talk to your teen and make an impact there, you know what I'm saying, in order to make a direct impact for the younger folks. You know, so bring your ass. And I say all that to say that, you know, from 13 to 18 is your teen years. Okay, you're still a child at 12 years old. You know what I'm saying? Once you get 13, you know what I'm saying, that's when you consider 18, all the way up to, 19. You know what I'm saying? That you're no longer a teen. So what ended up happening, at least, and you have to just relate this to wherever area you're from. This is Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying? Report to you live, 813. And the problem that we have down here is, you know, our teens are affected by what the adults wear, okay? But then when the adults stop catering to what the teens want, then the teens start to make up their own shit. And you see a direct impact from the pants situation that we all went through. And that's what kids, dudes walk coming out of prison and walk around with their pants halfway down below their ass and shit, which is a fag move in prison. You know what I'm saying? That's what fags do in prison, to let them know that, you know what I'm saying, they're ready to get fucked in their ass. And so they, you know what I'm saying, they keep the pants below, halfway below the ass. Now, the wrongful impact of that is that once they bring their fat ass out of prison, the teenagers that's at the house or with the girlfriend house or whoever the surroundings they at picks up on this behavior and think that it's cool, you know what I'm saying, and starts a trend. Okay, now, your 5-year-old didn't know nothing. 6-year-old didn't know nothing. The 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old didn't know anything. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know why you had your pants. They just thought you needed a belt. But when the teen takes that route, when the teen actually starts mimicking what the adult does, you know what I'm saying? Then that teen can relate his actions more clearly to your kid, you know what I'm saying, and put him into a child's understanding that, hey, this is cool, and you know what I'm saying, you can do this without getting in trouble, because, you know, I do it and nobody don't say nothing to me, You know what I'm saying? So it must be all right. You know, mom let me do it, dad let me do it. If that's the case, you know what I'm saying? Normally it ain't the case of two parents in the household. But, you know what I'm saying? If that's the case, if not, it's you know what I'm saying? You can't, I don't know, you got to blame it on the parents. You know what I'm saying? Your parents out there with a single household, two in the household, you know what I'm saying? If you're not talking to your teen, I mean making a direct impact on your teen and their future, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, that younger teen or that younger child or that younger kid or that baby that's coming up, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be steady stuck in that same cycle. You have to break the cycle. You know what I'm saying? I mean, basically, you got to come up with your own everything. You know, come up with your own life. And this is why I say holidays and all the other shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't teach your kid about no fucking Easter. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're going to teach them the truth. Unless you're going to find the truth out yourself. Teach them about no fucking Christmas. Unless you going to motherfucking find out the truth. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Preach that to him. You know what I'm saying? Because all that influence is steadily going to pass off to the next kid. Not teens. You know what I'm saying? Teens are at the point where they are so impressionable by everything around them. Kids are only impressionable by what's directly in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Even when they go to school, you know, they pay attention to some kids, but if it's only that one child that's always in front of them, always in front of them, cussing the teacher out, that's why he picks up the cursing. Or it could be always a teacher that goes and gives the teacher an apple. You know what I'm saying? And the kid picks up on that. So he picks up on a positive gesture. So instead of him, you know what I'm saying, throwing paper at the teacher, you know what I'm saying, now he's, you know, being shaped, you know what I'm saying, and led in a positive direction to know that giving an apple to the teacher is a good gesture. You know what I'm saying? So that's what today's show is about. That's the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the teens Thursday. I'm going to consult with a little magazine and stuff like that. We're going to try to get into a couple of teen-related issues, you know, how to talk to your teen and, you know, all that good shit like that. So, got to get into some music, of course. This is, you know what I'm saying, home of the independent music indie radio, where we only play the independent hits, you know what I'm saying? It goes down real big like that. So, start this thing off with a little A-Twiz, you know what I'm saying, right here. It's called Ride With Me. So go ahead out there, man, talk to your teens. Stop talking to the kids, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't even know how to talk to the kids, you know what I'm saying? You try to talk to the kids like you're talking to the teens. Talk to the teens, you know what I'm saying? And let the teens, you know what I'm saying, pass off that information to the kids. It's real. Right here, Lodge Homeboy Smells So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smells So Good, a.k.a. Tampa Bay's most unbiased DJ up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it right now.
Won't you ride with me, ride with me? Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me? I can show you things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me? I can show you things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before. Won't you chill with me, mama? I'ma take you around. You ain't gotta deal with them clowns, baby, just smile. Look at me and I'ma hold your hand and take you around. I'm a real man, baby girl, I'll be down. Yeah, I got you, yeah, for sure, you ain't gotta worry. Just hold your head, baby girl, and keep your eyes looking at me. And I'ma show you the world, and I'ma give you whatever. And I'ma make you my woman, and I'ma keep you looking fresh. Show you things that you never seen before.
come around and I'ma show you things that you need to see, that you wanna see, that you never seen. You feel me? You can be my queen. I'll
you
be
ride
your king.
With me, ride with me. Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me. I can show you things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before. Won't you ride with me, ride with me. Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me. I can show you things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before. I'm a real guy, I'm a real man. Kick it with you, baby girl, let me hold your hand. Don't you be afraid, I'ma chill with you. Sit you back and let you feel what I'm saying. I'll read to you, wash it down. Make you feel good, baby girl, give you a crown. Hold you down, that's what I'm all about, baby. Ain't nothing fake about me. So you messing with a real G, so you can really feel me. Say, baby girl, I'm on top, and right now, I want you, I won't stop. So I have you, can I grab you, make you laugh, tickle you, hug you, show you what a real thug do. Ain't no stopping me, cause I'm loving you, hugging you, constantly looking at your mind, you so beautiful. I'm a real man about everything I say, so kick it with me and let's play. Hey, won't you ride with me, ride with me? Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me? I can show you things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me? I can show you things that you never seen.
Watch out! We run New York! Policeman come with bus
drugs. Drugs came in and had everybody going crazy.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you are laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad. You see, every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues, and get my groove on. You see, you're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny, in the hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I'll just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night, so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Got a real issue going down, the real issue, people. Gotta talk to your team. Talk to your team Thursday. Right here live, man. What's going down? You know what I'm saying? Your boy Cat smells so good, man. I'm on the line. And the goddamn detective just called me, you know what I'm saying, with some good news. You know, finally, since April 12th, I've been wrapped up in some damn bullshit case with the goddamn Tampa Police Department over me recording them on some old dumb shit over a fucking routine traffic stop. They just got blow way the hell out of proportion and caused me to do 2 days in jail. And have a pending damn lawsuit against these crazy mofos, man. But thanks to the detective that just called me with the internal affairs, who's actually investigating the case, who actually took time out to listen, you know what I'm saying? The first dude tried to listen, but he didn't listen. It's like, you know, what he did, he just called me back and confirmed it. He also confirmed that the state dropped charges, but I still got a pending court date, so I'm still got to go to court. But I'll be able to pick up my property this afternoon. And so that's going to be a good deal. You know what I'm saying? So we talk about, well, and I can't talk with this song in the background. My bad. It's the wrong song. You know what I mean? Hold on a second. Give a shout out to special guests up in here. You know, Heavenly Angels. Heavenly Angels and Sign Line representing. Up in here early, all the way from Washington to the Netherlands to Florida. How we do it each and every day, Monday through Saturday, right here, 12 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You already know what's on my mind. Wrecking the Game Radio. All right, and we talk about talk to the teens, man, because we got a growing problem, definitely in my neighborhood. And definitely, you know, it's something going on worldwide. And definitely statewide with this bullying. It's been a big problem, you know what I'm saying? And I can't recall really being ever knowing no bullies, you know what I'm saying? We really wasn't brought up on bullying in the school, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you had your wannabe tough guy that you know what I'm saying, that nobody really fucked with. But, I mean, he wasn't going around. We ain't had no motherfucker go around just snatching lunches and shit. You know what I'm saying? Tripping a bitch up in the hall and laughing, you know. It just wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody had cliques. You know what I'm saying? You had your little clique that you hung into. So, it really wasn't no individual person. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one person that just going around picking on everybody. So, what the fuck is this? Wrap it up, though. You know, that's really what I'm covering today, you know what I'm saying? A big problem with teens, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, teens are following what the adults do. You know what I'm saying? Teens follow what the adults do. And then from that, you know what I'm saying, kids follow what the teens do. So the big problem right now, like with the pants sagging situation, you know what I'm saying? It's gotten so bad here in Florida that the judge has actually, you know what I'm saying? Okay, shouts out to Singapore Alex, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. And you know, the biggest problem, man, that they had, they actually have created a law against having your pants below your ass. That's how fucked up it has gotten here, you know what I'm saying? To where you have to create a law about a person's fashion. You know what I'm saying? But it kind of kills me, though, because back in the day when I went to school, I graduated from Chamberlain High School, which was predominantly white high school. And all the females, you know what I'm saying, at the high school, they wore boxers. They used to wear boxers, men's boxers. That's what Joe Boxer back in the day was out heavy and shit. And women wore boxers to school, just straight up boxers, no shorts over them, no, you know what I'm saying, a little shirt, t-shirt, and some boxers, and they allowed that shit to go on. You know, and I have to look back at that, because it's just so strange that, you know what I'm saying, now, you know, people catch attitude with, you know what I'm saying, with my race of people walking around. Even though I get pissed off at them, because it makes motherfuckers look so sloppy. There's no style with it. There's no grace with it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just look ignorant with this shit. You know, at least the female, when they wore the boxers, you know what I'm saying? It was shit. Nice to come to school. You know what I'm saying? Seeing a woman in some men's boxers, that was a sexy-ass sight. Big ups to Joe Boxer for that. Because, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't the average grandpa boxers that we be fucking having on. You know what I'm saying? They got a little style and patterns and all that shit, you know? Fans don't even wear them. Yeah, that's real. They just hang on to shit. Yeah, boxes, man. And, but now, you know what I'm saying? You know, what the problem is, I don't like to see is that you got these little 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds running around the street holding up their goddamn pants, you know what I'm saying, looking like El Ignorante, you know, and it's just fucking crazy, man, you know what I'm saying. So my whole point of this show today is I'm going to cover a couple of little issues, peer pressure and shit like that, but, you know, for all you parents out there, you know what I'm saying, you got to talk to your teens, you have to talk to your 13 to 19-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that they soaking up is what your children are going to be soaking up. Your children are not watching you anymore. You know what I'm saying? You set them down in front of the TV, they watching images or whatever the fuck the TV is teaching them, you know what I'm saying? And then they get off of that, and they're not paying attention to you, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much because they're not paying attention to them. So they're paying attention to the ones that are in direct connection with them, direct contact, and they direct visual path, you know what I'm saying? And that's 9 times out of 10, your teen or another teen in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, that they you know, basically replaced as a father or mother figure, you know what I'm saying, in their life. So then that's what they're finna start trying to emulate. So that's why you might see your kid coming home, you know what I'm saying, with fucking tight jeans on or some dumb shit, you know what I'm saying, or some kind of fashion out of what the fashion you formed for them, you know what I'm saying. And this is why we gotta rise now, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of peer pressure and kids joining gangs and all that old dumb shit, you know what I'm saying. And even with the fucking internet, you know what I'm saying, you got motherfucking nerds trying to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, join a gang. But it's because of the lack of attention that the parents are giving, you know what I'm saying, to the child, you know. And sorry parents, I got to bring this all the way back to you. You're not paying attention to your motherfucking kids, therefore your kids is going to grow up with the world teaching them how to grow up, and not how you are teaching them to grow up. You know what I'm saying? No values, no morals. You know what I'm saying? They just growing up like a fucking, you know, whatever them fucking shits be on TV. I don't even watch TV. You know what I'm saying? So I can't even relate to the dumb shit that these kids be watching on TV. But, you know, I've glanced at some of this shit, and it's some dumb ass shit. It definitely don't make no sense for no fucking kid to be sitting around watching the goddamn stories and shit. No fucking Days of Our Lives, no fucking As the World Turns, no fucking General Hospital, no none of that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because all that is supreme lies, you know what I'm saying? But it's put in such a story form that the kids soak that shit up, just like crazy-ass adults suck it up every day and beat their feet to go and watch that dumbass trash. You know, sorry to all you soap opera watchers out there, but you know, that trash right there is a direct influence, you know what I'm saying, on your child's lifestyle and living. You know, he or she will emulate, you know what I'm saying, what they see on that boob tube, you know. And if you're doing anything close to what they seeing, that's making everything they seeing correct. That's confirming everything that they seeing and making it all right. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to continue it on. You know, but what I just can't understand, you know, I had a little punk motherfucker come up to me the other day, you know, after the kids got out of school, whatever. This motherfucker dressed like he ain't even been in school, got his goddamn shirt off, no shirt off. You know, my mom never allowed me to come outside without a motherfucker shirt on. Boy, if you're going to put some damn clothes on, you know what I'm saying, and you go inside, you put some clothes on. But now, you know, his older brother, though, the teenager, he always outside riding around the neighborhood with his shirt off. You know what I'm saying? Riding on a bicycle with his shirt off. Now, you got the little 6-year-old, you know what I'm saying? Now, he riding around with his shirt off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he cool. Now, you got the little faggot-ass teens that come out from the juvenile lockup, you know what I'm saying? And some of them been to prison, you know? So they picking up that old fag habit because some of them, truthfully, done been touched, you know what I'm saying, when they done been up that road, you know, running their little fuck box. But then, you know, it shows how much of a man you are when you get behind them walls and you can't motherfucking move. You know what I'm saying? You can't make no movement to your mama or your daddy. You know what I'm saying? You can't scream out for motherfucking help. You know, so yeah, some of the motherfucking teenagers done went off to prison and got their little asses touched, you know what I'm saying, and bring that fag effect back to, you know, to the home front. But then, the direct impact is the goddamn 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds who thinking that, oh, this is a new fashion, this is something cool, and now they walking around, you know what I'm saying, with no belt on and showing their ass. To the point where this little boy, you know, and I jumped off the handle, but it's like I wouldn't have to if you was dressed properly. It was two little girls outside, and it was some other teens. And this little boy went to on his bicycle. He gets off his bicycle and turns around. And it looked blatant to me how he did. He just took his hand off his pants. He ain't got no belt on, so his pants fell all the way to the ground. And he bent over basically to, you know, tell the little girl to kiss his ass, you know. And me, I really don't have no patience with kids, though. That's why I don't have kids. You know, hell, I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers what to do with your kids, because if you let me raise them motherfuckers, shit, they will be left, right, left and around this bitch like they're in the military. That's why I don't raise kids. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, I had to tell her, I said, hey, man, pull your damn clothes up, man. What are you doing? You know, you don't be out here exposing yourself in the public like that, and definitely not to no little girls. You know what I'm saying? This little punk bastard going to speak up to me, tell me something. Who you talking to, Jit? You know what I'm saying? That Jit is Southern slang for a young person. You know what I'm saying? That's what we call young people. Got to, you know, give y'all the terminology. So he called me. What you talking about, Jit? I don't hear that shit. Man, he just got way out of line, out of pocket, way out of his youth. You know what I'm saying? Which is direct reflection on his upbringing or lack of, you know what I'm saying? Lack of that upbringing and lack of check. You know what I'm saying? Parents don't even check their kids no more. Don't even check on your kids. You know what I'm saying? You let the motherfuckers run outside with fucking eyeshadow on. But that's a little boy. You know what I'm saying? The fuck the little boy knowing with some goddamn eyeshadow on. You be checking that shit at the goddamn door. You know what I'm saying? And questioning what the fuck your kids do. You know, your kids and your teens, you know what I'm saying? But you have to make the direct impact on the teens because they are your parents. You know what I'm saying? They are the ones that are raising your actual kids. You know, because when you go off to work and you leave around that 17, whatever year old, you know what I'm saying? They're the ones that's going to be sitting up there either playing the PlayStation with them or the Xbox 360. And if they sitting up there playing the Xbox 360 and they playing Halo, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and all these other old devilish, sick-ass kill games, then your motherfucking kid is going to sit up there and think that is cool. He going to put down his goddamn Fisher-Price, I just want to learn tool. You know what I'm saying? And he going to pick up the controller and try to compete with the team and get sucked into that old fucked-up, dumb world that actually your team is in. You know, none of that shit is healthy for no kid, period. You know what I'm saying? None of that motherfucking sniper and all the motherfucking kind of bullshit games that they done came out with. Yeah, it looks cool on TV, but the actuality, you know what I'm saying, of playing them games is not healthy for your team, and it's rubbing off, you know what I'm saying, on your goddamn kids. And then you wonder why these little motherfuckers pick up pistols and carrying guns around and where they learned that. Because your green ass don't carry no gun. You don't even have a slingshot. So what in the hell are they learning it from? Where they picking it up from? You know? Yeah, and Heavenly Angel stated that before that, you know what I'm saying, TV, movies, and games. But the biggest impact now is the goddamn video games. Because now you got the fucking Wii bullshit that comes out. And with the Wii bullshit, it's got the gun that you can, you know what I'm saying, move about freely and actually feel the body effect, you know what I'm saying, of how, you know what I'm saying, the gun supposed to feel because it's rumbling in your hand and it. And then they do all this old bullshit. You know, which is that direct impact. Let me cover something real quick. This is coming to you from kidshealth.org. You know what I'm saying? For all your teens' health needs, go check them out. It's kidshealth.org, O-R-G. And it speaks on, it's got an article on what is peer pressure, you know what I'm saying? And basically, kids don't even understand, you know, who their peers are, you know. They don't even understand what a peer is. And we as, you know, we as adults, and I'm just going to leave it as adults, you know what I'm saying, don't teach kids what peers are, you know what I'm saying. And they don't really understand, you know, that adult that you hanging around, that is not your peer. You know, that 15-year-old is not your peer, you know what I'm saying. If you're a 6-year-old, a 15-year-old is not your peer. You know what I'm saying? It's not of your age group, your age bracket. 6 to 10, you know what I'm saying, is your age bracket. You know what I'm saying? 11 to 15, you know what I'm saying, is your age bracket. You know, 16 to 19 is your age bracket. So on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? But when you're a little kid, your parents usually chose your friends, putting you in playgrounds or arranging play dates, which is wrong too, you know what I'm saying, with certain children. they knew and liked. Now that you're older, you decide who your friends are and what groups you spend time with. I'm going to address that play date fuck shit, too. You know what I'm saying? All you motherfucking parents out there talking about, oh, that's so cute. He has a little girlfriend or he has a little boyfriend. Yeah, but the problem with that is, you know what I'm saying, you bring your goddamn little girlfriends and you bring your boyfriends or you bring all these motherfucking men in the house that are your so-called boyfriends. You know what I'm saying? Or the male brings all these females in the house that are his so-called girlfriends. So now the kids, you know what I'm saying, are relating. They're just friends as girlfriends and boyfriends. But now they're going to start doing the same actions that you are doing. So if you walking in with your hand on your girlfriend's ass, well, you're going to wonder why you getting a call from the school that says, hey, your son has had his hands on some little girl's ass. Or why, you know what I'm saying, that the same effect, you know what I'm saying, that little girls, you know how they like to put their hands on a man's ass or, you know what I'm saying, do some old crazy shit. You might even, your girlfriend might come over and grab your dick, you know what I'm saying, in front of your child. Okay, you might have thought that was just innocent, you know what I'm saying, and nobody was paying attention, but them little motherfuckers are sucking everything up, you know what I'm saying? So what's going to end up happening is they going to think that that's cool. They might even be in school and hit another little boy and it's nuts, you know what I'm saying, and didn't know what they were doing was inappropriate, you know what I'm saying? And now, for adults, okay, that between us was just that between us. But that had nothing to do with the little child, and now the child has picked that up, and that's where the, you know, the problem comes in there. So, getting into what is you know, peers, you know, parents out there, if you ain't talk to your kids, talk to them like this here. Sit down with them at kidshealth.org. Don't send them to any other motherfucking website. You know what I'm saying? Why they just floating around, fucking them off on MySpace and fucking off on all these old spaces and bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Put them on shit that they can benefit. This is the true power of the internet, is to shift your child, you know what I'm saying, in a positive light. And it's opened up so many resources that you know, that's available to you that might not be available in your hometown, city, state, or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? So break this down to your kids like this. Your friends are your peers, okay? And they are people... Oh, excuse me. And they are people your age, you know what I'm saying, or close to it, who have experiences and interests similar to yours. You and your friends make dozens of decisions every day, and you influence each other's choices and behaviors. This is often positive. It's human nature to listen and to learn from other people in your age group, though. See what I'm saying? As you become more independent, your peers naturally play a greater role in your life. And as school and other activities take you away from home, you may spend more time with peers than you do with your parents and siblings. And you'll probably develop close friendships and some of your peers with some of your peers. And you may feel so connected to them that they are like an extended family. You know what I'm saying? This is the problem that we, you know, we run into today with so-called gangs and little bullshit that are flared up. You know what I'm saying? And it's because now I got a friend in Singapore. You know what I'm saying? A friend in Washington and a friend in the Netherlands. Okay, none of these places have I ever been to, but I can sit here and share these experiences with these people now. The power of the internet is a virtual manipulation tool. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that I can sit up here and tell you that I'm 12 years old just to get on your level as a 12-year-old. You know what I'm saying? But in actuality, I'm 32. You know what I'm saying? Which is the danger of the internet. You know, so it's not the best place to go seeking out friends and looking for peers of your own age. You know what I'm saying? But it is a medium. So besides close friends, your peers include other kids you know who are the same age, like, you know, people in your grade, church, sports team, or community. These peers are influenced, also influence you by the way they dress and act. You know what I'm saying? These things, things they're involved in and the attitudes they show. You know, it's natural for people to identify with and compare themselves to their peers as they consider how they wish to be or they think they should be. or what they want to achieve. People are influenced by peers because they want to fit in or be like peers they admire or do what others are doing or what others have. You know what I'm saying? Which is, you know, that's a good and a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Because for every opposite in action is opposite and equal reaction. You know what I'm saying? So while your kid might be, you know what I'm saying, watching your the other neighbor, you know what I'm saying, it's no telling what the neighbor's kid is picking up, though. You know what I'm saying? So if the neighbor sits up there and you know, their whole thing, their father teaches them how to shoot guns, all right? Somebody in your family got killed by a gun, all right? That might not be the best person that you want to be hanging around, you know what I'm saying, to not pick up that type of influence, because lo and behold, you come home wheeling a little 25 that little Johnny from next door done gave you, or little Sarah from next door done gave you, and you know, your parents come upon it, and you know what I'm saying, now you done caused a psychological effect on your parents. You got them scared, you got them confused. They wondering, you know what I'm saying, well, what the hell did I do? What the hell did I do? What the hell I ain't doing? Which sometimes it's not always that. It's just the influence around them, their peers that are around them and are creating that direct effect, you know what I'm saying, on their whole thinking and, you know, their whole interaction with everybody around them. You got to check your teens, people. This is all I'm saying. It's time to check the teens, you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck talking to them. Fuck sitting down little Johnny and being all, you know, all woo-woo sweet with him and shit. Sometimes you got to give it to him blood raw. We're living in a blood raw world, you know what I'm saying? You got to give it to him cut and dry. This is the way it is, you know what I'm saying? And this is the way it's going to have to be, you know, because your way, the soft way, ain't fucking working. If it was, well, then your goddamn kid probably wouldn't be tearing shit up, wouldn't be talking shit to you, you know what I'm saying? What, you know, and I see a lot of kids, you know, a lot of teens nowadays, you know, trying to fight the parent and do all this old crazy ignorant shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's you know, it's an epidemic, you know, it's a real epidemic. We got to save our kids, we got to save our teens in order to save our kids, you know what I'm saying? It's some real shit. So I got to upload one more little ad real quick. Got a new sponsor. Official sponsor for the radio show is Hot Steps Magazine out of Boston, Massachusetts. And they've actually picked me up as an affiliate of the magazine. And right now we just, you know, working out, you know, promo deals through the magazine. They're giving me promo deals and exposure through the magazine. And then pretty soon, you know what I'm saying, I'll be having a lot of interviews, you know what I'm saying, with actually some name brand artists that you would have heard. But now the only reason why I'm giving these artists some shine is in order to actually give my independent artists some shine. So, you know, while I bring a major act, you know what I'm saying, on this show, you know what I'm saying, they're actually going to be exposed to some of my artists. You know, we're going to have to take a breakout, like, hey, man, I want, you know, since I got your attention, you know what I'm saying, I want you to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, give me your opinion on this song, because I have, you know, artists who may be able to collaborate with you, you know what I'm saying, and that'll be a good move for an independent to collab with somebody who's already seasoned in the industry. So I'm going to play this song right back. This is Juton, Get At Me, and we're going to come right back with a little bit more on Talk To Your Teens Thursday, man. You know what I'm saying, big ups to everybody that's enjoying the show. This is how we do it. Captain Smells So Good. Don't you know? Thank you.
elbow, touch toes, get it, get it. Do not disturb a girl, go ahead, finish. Back it up, tool it up, like hut one, hut two, play action. Sexual attraction, now I'm asking, mama, what's your name, where you from? I'm leaving early, would you love to come and come? She's all about making it come. She's infatuated with the big faces. The smell of money, you can almost taste it. VIP, smoke heavy, get wasted. Stacking through the club like I might not make it. Hypnotic, hitting stick, chronic. Doggy style, raw burn from hitting it on the floor. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, whoa, whoa. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Whoa, whoa. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, whoa, whoa. Coming from the back. Big dog wanna love piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, come here, pretty hoe. Yeah, sexy bitch, cause you already know I'm a dog. And a bitch is all y'all. Can't be barking and parking like bitch, let me get them calls. Hell no, puppy dogs can't bark like this. For real, you know what this is. Big dog shit, and I got just what you need. A big dog bitch, and tell the truth, you know you're supposed to be a big dog bitch. No motherfucker, young dumb fella, cause they put blank on ya. I'm rated R, bitch, they can put rank on ya. Yeah, I bet you will, but still, I'ma show you how to pay your own bills. Make your own meals by using your own skills. Yeah. Plus, when I bust best dick, you can feel. Get the moderate Marvin Gaye, the sexual hill. Rated R, C, hemp, you can hear us from the real. Like, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat.
From your head to your toes, girl, you're so cute. Look at that shit, think she finer than you. Suck in your tummy, baby, do what you do. Girl, that bitch ain't a dime like you. So thick, gun hard, back it up, you the center of attention. Restroom full of them alcoholic pissing. Suckers end up missing. Be the hater to submission, no bullshit. From Valley Park to VIP, I am simply VIMP. Couple bread, pop bottles, and a few G's. Roll up, puff, 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 past some trees. Every pair of jeans got the sharpest crease. Ass so fat, girl, I see your G-screen. You my number one draft pick, join the team. You the whipped cream. Freak, I'm like,
woo, woo. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And like, woo, woo. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that.
This all the foes, yeah, the devil wears Prada, you ought to know. Hey, baby. You don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? For granted, now we're fading. Yes, no more love and tenderness.
To us for the teens today, man. This is, you know what I'm saying, Talk to Your Teens Thursday. You know, you got to talk to your teens if you want to make an impact on your child. You feel me? Stop trying to talk to your kids, man, because sometimes you can over-explain stuff to your kids, and they won't directly understand, but yet you explain it to that 13-year-old, and he'll regurgitate it to the younger kid and to a better understanding, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said before, you know what I'm saying, got a new official sponsor right here, Hot Steps Magazine out of Boston, Massachusetts, man. And, you know, Hot Magazine, check them out. It's going down real big. I am featured in the magazine, so check it out. You know, got new interviews and all that stuff coming from them. And this is a little promo that they got coming up for all you both.
Hot Steps Magazine, KCGT, and Knock Hard Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by
Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
That shit sounds so goddamn far away. You know what I'm saying? New England. You'd be thinking about England and shit like, damn, that shit seems far away. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the hell is New England at? Yeah, you know. Shout out to Hot Steps Magazine. You know what I'm saying? Checking out the magazine right here live on HotStepsMagazine.com. You can go on there and, what do you do on this motherfucker? Click on the bottom. We're going to enter the site real quick. Let's see what we got going on here. William S. for governor. Alrighty then. And what am I supposed to look under? What am I supposed to be under? Media video, other news, feed news, events, dance, fashion, Hot Steps Radio, music artists. Let's see, what the hell am I at on here? I was assured that I am on the website. I'm just trying to confirm. Where am I at? Music in the news, music videos, fashion design. I guess I don't know where the hell I'm at. I don't know. But I'm somewhere on the site, people. So you can go and check the site out. And Port Anthony. No, that's not me. No. Social sites, news. Am I part of the team or something? Hot Steps team. Let's see if I'm featured on the team or something. Let's see. Which it could be, but I don't know. All right. Well, all right. That's Hot Steps magazine, people. Y'all check that out. Here we go. Talking about teen pressure, peer pressure. Now, down here on the radio, you know what I'm saying, Michael Baisden, which is you know, a couple people that I heard on me nationwide, got a show called The Michael Baisden Show. He always covers, he's on a tour for the Million Mentor March. We're going around, you know what I'm saying, the country, the different states, and, you know what I'm saying, just trying to promote teen mentoring, you know what I'm saying, which when I was in high school, I was actually on the part of the African-American mentors, you know what I'm saying, and what we did was, you know, we attempted to make an impact on our community, you know what I'm saying, through a lot of the actions and activities, you know, that we held throughout the school year. Could have did a lot more, you know what I'm saying, but then, like I say, you know what I'm saying, we were led by the adults, you know what I'm saying, who were lost, basically, just lost on what the youth need nowadays, you feel me? So you as an adult don't know, you know what I'm saying, what your kids' wants and needs are, you know what I'm saying? Because when you go to talk to them, you know what I'm saying, you talk to them like that. And if you ask a kid what they need, a kid don't know what the fuck they need. You know, only thing they need to do is take their punk ass to sleep, wake up, go to school, get out of school, do your damn homework, and take your ass in there and go outside, play for a couple hours, and come back in, and let's continue the routine. You know, but we've gotten to this independent type shit, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, to where children want to give the child independence. You know what I'm saying? And really it's too much independence. You know what I'm saying? When they're trying to make life choices for themselves, when even you as a parent, you know what I'm saying, not even making correct life choices. You know what I'm saying? For you and the teen. You know, so for the teen to sit around there and try to, you know, handle that pressure, or the child, you know, either way, because all it is a trickle-down effect. If the teen is bogged down with all these responsibilities and pressures, he going to put them off on the younger siblings and bog them down with all this. You know what I'm saying? Because no one can take a lot of pressure. Not one person on this planet can take all the pressure, you know what I'm saying, before that pipe busts. You know, so it's going to reflect. It's going to pass off, just like guards in the jailhouses, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it might seem like a cool job, but then once the reality kicks in that I have to go to jail every fucking day and I'm just getting paid next to nothing for this shit, but still putting my life in danger, you know what I'm saying? Well, then that attitude starts to set in and kick in. Same thing with your teens, you know what I'm saying? And same thing that reflects off onto the younger child. One of the major factors for bullying is peer pressure. That's your direct means, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's from a group of peers or it's just one peer, you know what I'm saying? Now, bullying can be in different forms, too. I mean, you can have a group of people bullying one person, you know what I'm saying? It don't always mean that one strong arm of the law is going around just regulating shit. You know, bully or bullies do work in packs or work by themselves, you know what I'm saying? AKA pussy motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Because if you have to run around and have to have somebody always there to protect you and watch your back, you know what I'm saying, to the point where you can't protect yourself, well, yeah, you just a pussy motherfucker. And that's what you find in gangs, you know what I'm saying? And that's when you find to you know, people who form these little cliques and stuff like that, or, you know, got their little bully networks that's going on, you know what I'm saying? And which is also little gangs too, cliques, gangs, bully networks. It all falls into the same, you know what I'm saying? Where you get, you know, the some of the weaker guys, you know what I'm saying? But then once you get 10 weak guys together, they make one strong individual. You know what I'm saying? And this is the dangerous thing about how kids grow up, you know what I'm saying? Because once those weak individuals become one strong individual, you got a bunch of weak minds You know what I'm saying? Trying to be one strong individual. And that would never work, you know. You know, it's blind leading the blind. So, but your kid can be wrapped up into this whole circle, though. You know, your child can be directly impacted. Or you can either be the ringleader, or you can be the ass end, the one that just joined. You know what I'm saying? And don't even know what's really going on, you know. Don't even know what he really got his or herself into, you know, and it's a big problem. The bullying, you know, because you've been reading in the headlines nowadays that, you know, bullying is leading to deaths. You know what I'm saying? Kids are actually killing themselves, and suicide rate among teens has risen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me as a parent, that would scare the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? In the entire neighborhood. And in the entire neighborhood, there should have been a goddamn parent town hall meeting called, you know what I'm saying, to address the issue of checking your fucking child. You know what I'm saying? If you know that your child is 6'1", you know what I'm saying, 200 pounds, he ain't nothing but a 12-year-old and shit, which now, you know, whatever the fuck is in the goddamn food these days, these kids are growing up to that size. You know, I mean, you have to explain to your child or your teen that, you know what I'm saying, his demeanor, you know what I'm saying, will be a direct reflection on how he's going to be interacted with in school. So because of his size, some people might be intimidated. Some people, you know, might even try him because of his size. Some people might just want to befriend him because of his size, you know what I'm saying, but he can be a big pussy all at heart, you know what I'm saying. And the influence of his size, you know what I'm saying, will build the people around his character. But now if he has a bunch of weak individuals, you know what I'm saying, that's boosting up his weak character just because, you know what I'm saying, he has size, you know, then that's what creates this so-called bully. But a bully 9 times out of 10 cannot fight. You know what I'm saying? A bully is going off of actions from other motherfuckers who just egg them on, you know what I'm saying, to get into that type of situation. You know, 9 times out of 10, you know, but just the size of the motherfucker bully you jump on now, you know, 9 times out of 10, you just got to face your fears, you know, and knock that motherfucker on his ass or get something to knock that motherfucker the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? And sorry, parents, you have to teach your kids, you know what I'm saying, balance. You know, one thing you don't want him to be is a pussy, and then another thing you don't want him to be is a vigilante, you know what I'm saying, ready to bring a pistol to school, you know what I'm saying, just to handle their problems, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's not going to be beneficial for anybody. It won't be beneficial for anybody at school or not at school, really. So you got to take that step in there, you know what I'm saying, early. You know, teen years are the most impressionable years of a young adult's life, you know what I'm saying? And the kids' years are the most joyful times of a young child's life, you know what I'm saying? So it's steps in life that we all supposed to be living. Well, nowadays, we got the fucking kids trying to jump a step and be goddamn adults, you know what I'm saying? Because they see these goddamn teens trying to jump a step, you know what I'm saying? Instead of being teens into their teenage years and worrying about getting acne and, you know what I'm saying, worrying about getting their first girlfriend and driver's license and all the activities that school brings, you know what I'm saying? Now they're worrying about, you know, coming and buying a blunt or smoking a cigarette or picking up some tobacco or getting high or any kind of stupid influence that they see, you know what I'm saying, because Snoop Dogg did it or because Young Jeezy did it or because T.I. did it or he said so, you know. But if you're not stepping in there and interacting and interjecting in that, then, yeah, the world is going to raise your children, you know what I'm saying, and not you. So let my own boy Gangsta go ahead and spit to y'all real quick, and then we about to get into this nutty news of the day. Just talk to the teens Thursday with your own boy, Ace Coon Boone, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Captain Smells So Good, how you feeling? Talk to your teens, people. Talk to your teens.
Are amused by other brothers' reps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. cause in the night you'll feel fright. And at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two, cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he can pop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you or taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the iron, the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way. And when you get the brother, they'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rep. Brothers in a circle had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your jewels and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you want to make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little shorty with the 3/8, yo, he was inching. Closer and closer, put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scarce, so he panicked, took off his link and his ring, and ran frantic. But shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rep. Bigger. Now he's known for his trigger finger, rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, mackin' jewels and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. And shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the planet's been upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep.
All right, it's time for the nutty news, but there's some other headlines that was sent to me. Hold on. And this was, what the hell was this on? Something about NASA? The fuck, NASA exploding? Hold on. I'm going to tell you guys where your taxpayers' money is going to. But nutty news of the day is brought to you apart by nuttynewstoday.com. For all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news, you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Hold on, people. We got some good news coming in this mofo flipper, man. Get your ass out the way, boy. Get your ass out the damn way. All right, we got a motherfucking long distance beam, goddammit. So we might have to do the hard beam. Everybody hold your ears. You know what I'm saying? I got to do a hard beam. Here we go. Here we go. 408. We got a beam up all the way from California up in this motherfucker, y'all. God damn.
I hope we can beam up fat people. What's
up, homeboy? Right, give him a goddamn round of applause, everybody. Y'all hold on. Goddamn.
Thank y'all. Goddamn, thank y'all, people.
Phone,
I know I've been gone, but now I'm back, people.
All right, so where you been at, brother? What's happening, man?
Oh,
in the
no,
world,
no,
I mean the world.
the world. Man, I've been trying to get some promotions. I've been doing some shows. I've been, you know, trying to get my album going, man. It's like, it's a lot of work. All by myself. The solo album project, Goofy Bone, The Rise and the Fall of the Mexican Psycho. It will be out Saturday.
Saturday, full
in
print.
In the West Coast. We're trying to get some distributors so I can shoot it to the world. But if not, I'll just have to send a pack to good old DJ Smell So Good. And he could do what he does best. And that's slang CDs. You know what I mean?
You know that's what we do. Yeah.
So what's up, homeboy? What you been up to?
Hey, man, just trying to catch up with the world. You know what I'm saying? I just finally beat my motherfucking case. I had the goddamn detective call me today from my internal affairs to let me know that I can come pick my shit up this afternoon. They finally, got my shit released. I'll be meeting with the lawyer tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, to actually start my goddamn lawsuit against the motherfuckers. And other than that, you know what I'm saying, I've been trying to motherfucking do what it do, goddamn
it. Oh, man, you know, I'm proud of you for fucking reaching out and going the further you could possibly go, if you know what I mean. Because if it wasn't for people like you, these motherfuckers wouldn't be in line.
Hey, for real, man. I mean, and I was wondering why the whole goddamn, I'm like, why in the hell, really, the office should be as much crooked shit go on every day. I mean, that goddamn internal affairs office should be motherfucking, like, filled. But the problem of it is nobody really knows. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers really do not know that they can go to the internal affairs, and that is really not snitching. You need to snitch on the goddamn police. Snitching is not cool on your friends, but on the police that's doing some crooked-ass activities in your neighborhood, that is who you need to go. It's no sense in sitting here trying to fight them.
Well, it's not really snitching. It's basically telling the truth.
Yeah, police the police, goddammit.
Yeah, the police are the police. They're crooked as hell. They have the badge of power. Now, when you fucking tell, you know, the internal affairs, hey, these guys are mistreating their power, then that's when they need to get checked.
Right.
But,
well, that's,
you
that's,
know, bro,
that's what's
I,
in them happening.
And I'm really proud that you're fucking pushing this forward because, like I said, man, these motherfuckers need another place.
Yeah,
for real.
And they try to punk you too now. Don't think they're
going
to punk
you.
Yeah, don't think they're going to try to punk me. But I don't see that shit, people. You know what I'm saying? The only fear in life is fear's motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? And if you got fear in
or
your
God,
self,
the only thing you can fear is God.
Yeah, but when he come hell, you shouldn't be scared. Just get your ass
yeah,
ready
right.
to go, goddamn.
Yeah, he ain't coming on Halloween.
Yeah, man, just time to get ready to go, shit. Who are these
yeah.
Florida UFOs?
Nah,
shout
but
out
you know
to, what? Florida UFOs. Oh, okay. What's up?
Shout out to all my peoples out there helping me out with the album, and shout out to my homeboy DJ Smell So Good for just putting it down. And being who he is, man. A real motherfucker. You know what I mean?
What, you got some new songs on the album that I ain't got?
Oh, yeah. We got some new songs. We got, you know, my whole album is basically a story. If you listen to all the words and all the other shit, it's a story telling you. Basically that, hey, this world is a joke. This world is full of snitches, jealous people. People that cannot hang with the regular copes of life. You know, people just need to get checked once in a while. And I don't give a fuck if this don't sell no millions of dollars. I don't care. As long as my message gets out there. That's the main fucking thing. Snitches are the number one problem for us motherfuckers out here trying to enjoy life, doing the all-American dream. But then you got jealous people. Jealous people turn into snitches. And snitches tend to think that they can get away with things until they get caught. And believe me, when they get caught, they should be killed. X'd off. Get the fuck out of here. You don't belong in this world.
Man.
You know what I mean?
The bull fuck ass shit they done did down here, man, If they got, and it's the newspaper that I'm starting, you know what I'm saying? The newspaper I'm starting up called Snitches, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's public information to put a bitch picture in there. You can't put their name, but you can put their picture in there. So come out with a paper called Snitches, man, because all these some motherfucking called CIs that they have in the streets now, I mean, they actually have a job that they done designated for snitches. To where these motherfuckers can come in and get on the goddamn payroll and get a weekly or bi-weekly paycheck for snitching on your goddamn community.
Oh my God. See, people like that need to be killed. I'm dead
You feel
serious.
Me? I'm dead fucking serious, dog. I mean, they have a payroll set up for these motherfuckers.
Oh my God.
And they call them CI, man. Criminal investigators have no police anything. You know, they just work. They just snitches for the police. You know what I'm saying? And they floating around you, dog. They floating around you like right now. Nigga did. Nigga got knocked off with. I don't know how much. He got knocked off, period. You know what I'm saying? Three-time felon. You know what I'm saying? You explaining to me how this motherfucker was facing 3 years. You know what I'm saying? But we see this nigga 3 months later. Back on the street.
Yeah.
Like, huh? Oh, man, I know I smoke a lot, but damn, I know I ain't thinking that slow.
Damn, I've seen that before, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Shit, people like that need to be killed, for real.
Hey,
because not only do they ruin the cycle of life, but they also ruin the whole neighborhood. And I mean the whole neighborhood. Because then, say for instance, that guy, he's over there snitching. Then you got like a person like me thinking to kill seven different people when it's really this other person. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Because he done misled. He done shot you here. Shot a dream here. Shot a dream now.
And I'm telling you, if you kill them, people won't snitch no more. It just takes a couple of people that got to take the sacrifice. They won't snitch no more. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but down here, you know, it's such a capitalistic market for it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, they making so much money off of this shit, dog. It is so fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then they drumming it up with the simple with the fact talking about it ain't no jobs. Or it's hard. Ain't no what the. I mean, honestly, people, who the fuck around you has lost their job?
Me?
You gotta take a step back. Who the fuck around you has lost their job? Come on, man, stop listening to the headlines, man. Talking about millions and all this old bullshit jobs, man. Please. Jobs get hired, bitches get fired and hired every fucking day. A bitch dies and is rebirthed into this planet every goddamn day. It's called a cycle. You know what I'm saying? And if you are a psycho believing that these motherfuckers is, you know what I'm saying, is doing the right thing with your interest in mind, shit, nah, man. Bitch gonna keep you derailed as long as they goddamn can. You know what I'm saying? From the ultimate
Amen
plan.
To that.
And that's just living. Fucking live, people. Don't live life like a goddamn movie. I mean, hell, life is a movie. You know what I'm saying? But if you gonna live it reckless, like they doing the movies and think you can shoot yourself in the goddamn head and live through it, well, then, shit. I need to run that song back. Shit.
Oh,
you waiting
God.
On the bus stop. Shit, waiting for death, goddammit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Man, motherfuckers got that.
So what you up to today, homeboy?
Well, we talking to the teens today, man. You know, we got to address the teens, man. This is Talk to the Teens Thursday. And, you know, because... Yeah, because, you know, this happened, and I had to address this shit, because the day before yesterday, I think it was like the day before yesterday, I'm out there on the block, you know, doing my thing. Little punk-ass motherfucking kid came by and shit, and, you know, he holding his pants up and shit. So he decides to drop his pants in front of this little girl and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, drop his shorts to where his boxers and shit showing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But... I'm like, and it's a broad day. I said, man, if you don't pick your goddamn clothes, put your goddamn clothes on, what the hell's wrong with you? And get your little ass out of here. Now, you know, my choice of words might have been a little harsh, But hell, you letting your fucking dumbass kid come out the house like this, though. So who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying? For not saying nothing to him. I mean, the little boy got no shirt on. You know, he riding around with no shirt on, no belt for his pants, so he just riding around a bicycle holding his pants up while he on the bicycle.
Oh, man.
You know
what
I'm
saying? This generation, I guess you could fucking call it, man, it's going to hell in a handbasket, man. No, these baby parents, babies having babies, they don't give a fuck about their kids. They let them do whatever the fuck they want. So what's going to happen? These little fucking kids going to be everywhere, terrorizing their neighborhood, and all this shit. But
out here trying to fuck 16.
Hey, like my homeboy LeVar Burton said, you don't have to take my word for it.
No, man. Yeah, but see, now my thing is kids today aren't impressed by their parents. You know what I'm saying? No longer. You know what I'm saying? You know how we used to look up to our parents and try to dress like the parents?
Oh,
that's out the door. Now they either look into the neighbor or they look into the older brother or the older sister, you know what I'm saying, for that direct guidance. So if this 16, 17-year-old or 15-year-old is leaving out the house going to school with his goddamn pants sagging, looking like El Floppo, you know what I'm saying? Then that's what the kid, the 7-year-old, 6 and 7-year-old is finna do when he go to the elementary school. You know what I'm saying? Now he finna try to be fucked. No, I don't need no belt, because, hell, Johnny didn't need no belt. He didn't put a belt on. And Mom didn't say nothing to him. Or Dad didn't say nothing to him. So fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to wear the same shit. You know what I'm saying? And the only problem is when you get to school, you know what I'm saying, now the teacher's looking at you. Now the teacher want to reprimand you, tell you to put a belt on and all this. You know what I'm saying? But then when you come home, you know what I'm saying, the teacher don't call. They just send a note home. You don't deliver no motherfucking note. You know what I'm saying? You continue on your same goddamn destructive little path, you know what I'm saying, that has been directed from the teens, though, from the teenager, because the teenager is making it acceptable. You know what I'm saying? He's making it cool.
Yeah.
And that's what they following. They following the teens. They ain't following, you know, your dad in his motherfucking two-piece polyester goddamn suit, or your mama in her motherfucking, you know, big-ass pink flowery dress and shit. They just don't dress like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Everything tight-fitting, tight jeans, tight goddamn shoes, tight every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Or it's just the opposite. It's to the point where, bitch, I need four belts and shit to keep my damn pants up or my clothes on. And now you got these dyke females that have got they stupid asses into the goddamn scene. And now they trying to sag their pants. Like, what?
Don't get me started with them fucking bras, man.
Like, what?
I tell you, man.
You know? Come on, people. You know, I mean, this chick came up to me the other day. I gave a little chick a ride to the store and shit. 19-year-old little girl and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, she dressed so much like a boy to where you would swore she was a boy until you actually looked at her closely. You see the little knobs on her. You know what I'm saying? So she's not developed because, you know, these motherfuckers want to keep these tight-ass bra straps and all that shit, that, you know, to keep their shit from growing or whatever the fuck wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? She's 19, and I'm like, well, damn, why you dressed like that? Why? You know what I'm saying? She's like, because I like girls. What the fuck you mean you like girls? Like, what the fuck you mean? This is how I'm talking to her. Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, how do you know you like females? Like, who instilled that into you? Well, when I was 16, you know what I'm saying, the neighbor,
neighbor.
And we both, the neighbor, you know what I'm saying, we started hanging out, and then she convinced me to get involved in sports, get onto the basketball team. And then one day she asked me, you know what I'm saying, to dress up like a boy.
Hey, Smelly, let me call you right back real quick.
All right. And dress up like a boy, you know what I'm saying? And that's where the whole fucking plan went to shit at, you know what I'm saying? Because now, for the past 3 years, she's been trying to live the life, you know what I'm saying, that upon 16, she was placed upon some bullshit, some adult bullshit. Parents not there to interact in that shit. Parents not there to say, hey, you know what I'm saying, what's up with your clothes? What's up with your change of wear? You know what I'm saying? You have to question those type of things because those things are impacts. You know what I'm saying? Those, you know, fashion is an impact. You know what I'm saying? So, gotta watch that, people. All right, we're getting over here to the nutty news, goddammit. We got strayed away. But we're still here. And I got some nutty news coming to you from nuttynewswire.com. We had to switch up because I've exhausted all the news on nuttynewstoday.com. Yeah. But it's all good. So, starting this thing off in the UK, you know what I'm saying? So anybody over there in the UK, y'all need to go and get your scuba gear on. Because a shipwreck containing 5 million euros worth of ancient treasures is being protected by a cage, creating a giant underwater safe in Croatia. The second century Greek trading vessel lies on the seabed off the coast of Koptos. Little remains of the wooden ship, but its cargo of earthenware, amphora, ceramic vases, still remain stacked row upon row. The vases, which originally contained olive oil and wine, are still tightly packed into the cargo hold as they were centuries ago. Damn, that's hard in a bit there. All right. When Ahmedabad, what the fuck is Ahmedabad? All right, well. Where a man claims he ate and drank nothing for 70 years. Yeah, imagine that. Prahlad Johnny's claims are being put to the test at a hospital in Ahmedabad, where he is being closely monitored and studied by India's Defense Research Development Organization, which believes he may have a quality which could help save lives. He has so far spent 6 days without food or water, under the strict observation of doctors who say his body is yet to show any signs of hunger or dehydration. Damn, what the hell he got going on? And why are you going to let a motherfucker sit there and just starve your ass under the watchful eye of a camera? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that? All right, being my own wife back up in here, what the fuck is that? All right. All right, people, y'all hold on. It's the sound of the beam, goddamn it. We're going to recommence the music. Get this jam going back on. You know what I'm saying? What, you had to go whoop up on somebody? You know how the crazy times be out here. You know what I'm saying? That's how they be.
What's up, Smelly?
Crunk music in the background.
My back?
Yeah, you back.
Am I
back?
Oh, okay. Nah, sorry about that. I had to go ask the guy about... You know, because I'm over here, you know, making the album stuff, but I'm looking for, like, jewel cases and stuff. And I'm at a place called Fry's, and usually they have, like, a bunch of them. But shit, they ain't got nothing in.
If you ain't no online shopper, I wouldn't say do it. But eBay, look up jewel cases, and you got wholesalers on eBay that wholesale them bitches for, like, dirt-ass cheap. I know I got paper cases off there, like, 3,000 paper cases for $15.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so no,
because, you know, this is something real quick. You know, I need to print all these out today, so.
Well,
you
unless
know,
you got a Sam's Club, you ain't got no Sam's Club type deal or wholesale type club. Well, no, it's like a special club.
Like a Costco?
Yeah, like Costco. There you go.
We got one of those.
Yeah, like Costco might be cheaper. I know we got what's called Sam's Club here. They the owners of Walmart. They actually own all the fucking Walmarts. So when you go in there, I can get you 100 cases for $20.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 100 color, different color jewel cases. They sell them 100 pack for $20.
Oh, I don't need the color ones. I just need the regular ones.
This
is gonna be good for me right now. But yeah, I had to ask the guy and shit. Look at, they got undercover over here trying to fucking think I'm stealing and shit.
Now what your undercover police look like?
Well, you could totally tell because they're always in the store wearing glasses.
What? Wearing glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, we must be lost in the UK because all the nutty news is in the goddamn UK. What the hell is that all about?
I don't know.
Probably because it's the nuttiest place on the planet.
I guess so.
All right, we're still in UK, people, reading the nutty news. We're Peppa Pig. You ever heard of him?
Salt-N Pepa's boyfriend?
No, I don't even know who the fuck a Peppa Pig is. Peppa Pig is withdrawn from labor event. The popular children's television character has been withdrawn from a labor event after its creator said they wanted to avoid any controversy. The cartoon character, which is broadcast on commercial television, had been due to appear at a party election event on Tuesday highlighting labor's policy on families. A life-size character was due to appear with Yvette Cooper, the work and pension secretary, and Tess Jowell, the cabinet office minister, at a Sure Start Children's Center in South London. But what would be the problem with that? I mean, what kind of controversy?
You guys don't have I'm sorry. That's good enough. Sorry, I'm about to check out.
Okay. Actually, they got any chocolate-flavored rubbers. This chick, she said she wants to get flavorful tonight. She wants to try something new. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyways, an island which spent 600,000 euros getting rid of rats are now overrun with rabbits. Oh, got a call. What the fuck old Pied Piper motherfucker was? Oh, he led the rat. Yeah, he led rats. My bad. I don't know who the fuck y'all going to call for your rabbits.
That's
call motherfucking Peter Cottontail, goddammit. Yeah, I ain't never heard no Peppa Pig. What the fuck? Who the hell? That's some UK shit. That's what that is. All right, let's get some motherfucking Agafool in the background. Keep this thing rolling, rolling, rolling. And where we at? Man, I need some weed, man. Can't fucking smoke shit. Fucking suffering over here, people. A Hebridean island, which spent 600,000 euros ridding itself of rats, has now become overrun with rabbits. The last rat was seen on the tiny island of Kana 4 years ago after specialist pest controllers were brought in from more than 11,000 miles away to deal with the problem. But now islanders are complaining that the rodent's disappearance has led to thousands of rabbits invading the island because there are no rats to keep their numbers down, you stupid asses.
Wait a minute. There's more rats than rabbits?
No, there's more rabbits now. Yeah. The problem is so bad that the locals say historic monuments are being devastated by the rabbits, and they are devouring the self-sufficient islanders' gardens away. Yes, you stupid motherfuckers, when you affect the goddamn food chain and the way of life and living, well then, yeah, that's what the fuck happens. That's like stupid motherfuckers trying to stop dogs from barking and shit. Like, what the fuck? But I read that in the nutty news. I forgot that was in England and Scotland or some goddamn well. Well, them motherfuckers passed a law talking about something. They banning dog barking in public.
Yeah. Tell that one the boo news.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, you getting fined. They actually fining motherfuckers for their dog barking in public. Like, what? Because neighbors are complaining about, you know what I'm saying, the excessive noise from the dog. Man, please. How the hell you going to tell a human to shut the fuck up? You know what I'm saying? You can't tell no dog to shut the fuck up.
Now, I can understand if dogs were like, you know, or like voodoos, you know, like obedient and all that shit. But there's some dogs that are just wild, and they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So, that's stupid. Now let me tell you some nutty news of the day. Okay, there's a little city over here where my mom lives. It's called Santa Clara. It's like probably about maybe 20 miles away from San Jose. They banned fast food toys throughout the city because they're saying that the toys help kids
get
fast food.
Yeah.
So they could get fat and shit like that. Can you believe
that? Bro, I just read that as part of nothing new. You know I cuss the world out for that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, what the fuck a toy got to do with it? Why you just can't tell the goddamn punk-ass parent, stop taking your goddamn kids to motherfucking McDonald's? Why you just can't say that? You know what I'm saying? Only take your child out for fast food once a week like we did back in the days. We didn't never have no motherfucking McDonald's every goddamn day. That was a once-a-week fucking thrill. That was a once-a-week treat that we got maybe on Friday or maybe on motherfucking Saturday, but definitely not during the goddamn week. Mom cooked every motherfucking day, so you ate a home-cooked goddamn meal every day. She went and bought them cheap-ass motherfucking dollar toys, so that's where you got them cheap-ass motherfucking army men and all the other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And the little toys that we got out of the goddamn McDonald's shit, we was the happiest motherfuckers in the world, you know what I'm saying, because we only got them bitches once a week. So if you gonna motherfucking preach something, preach to the goddamn parents and stay the fuck away from fast food. Stop taking your kids to fast food restaurants. But you gonna blame it on the goddamn toys? Come the fuck
up. They take them every day, you know what I mean? You know,
every day.
My dad, like you said, it would be like, you know, once a week, you know, if I was good, Saturday, take me to Burger King, you know? Me and my pops would have a meal, and then that would be it. But then now it's like, fuck, I see, fuck it, oh. Yeah, I'm going to take my kid to go get some McDonald's real quick, or I'm going to take my kid to go get some Jack in the Box real quick. It's like, no wonder why your kid's fat. You know what I mean?
And that's every, you find yourself saying that every day.
And then they wonder why their kid has breathing problems, why their kid gets picked on. You caused all this shit. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's the parent.
They want to blame it on the world.
It all comes back to the parent. If the parent was responsible like a parent is supposed to, none of this shit would have ever happened. But yeah, that's part of the nutty news, people. And that's reality.
Hell nah.
Cheap, lazy ass motherfuckers don't want to cook. Go get some fast food. Fuck it.
Yeah, and that's what they're pushing now. That's why you can't watch TV, because as soon as you turn the TV on, what, it's got that sizzling hot burger. You got to have that. Instead of taking your punk ass in there and cooking your own goddamn burger, you go spend $5 on a goddamn swine burger. Man, a byproduct burger. You know what I'm saying? A byproduct burger. It ain't even a real burger. It's a byproduct burger.
Sloppiness burger.
Getting you hungry as shit, man.
Oh, now you're making me feel like a fat kid.
These fucking effects. You see the effects, people, right here. This is team pressure at its fucking finest. You know what I'm saying?
You make me feel like a fat kid, belly.
Man. Fucking smell, fucking peer pressure to me. I got to go get a burger now. Fuck. And now the team is going to watch me, and fucking Boo News is going to want one now, too. Shit.
Oh, hey, you know who likes, you know those commercials, the McDonald's French fries? Boo News loves French fries. He loves French fries to death. And every time he sees that commercial, he licks his lips like he's going to get some. And I'm telling you, if my dog is like that, imagine of the kids of the world every time they see McDonald's or some bullshit like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
They learning shit. They know images. You know what I'm saying? They know how to read
human
emotions and all that other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, I read yesterday on the story that one of them old dumbass universities did a research talking about dogs actually have emotions and respond to human emotions. Duh! I mean, from the first time you got a goddamn puppy, that should have told you something. You know what I'm saying? It was happening to a bitch to see you. When you walked your punk ass out the door, it was crying like a motherfucker. You walk back in the door, the bitch shut up. Walk out the door, it's crying. That's telling you something. The dog is motherfucking. You know what I'm saying?
You want to know something? Okay, you know, I got me a new little girl now. And, you know, I've been talking to her on the phone. And if you want to know emotions, you know, Boo News over there chewing on his bone. But once I hop on the phone with her and start chit-chatting with her, oh, he comes up to me and starts cuddling and, you know, trying to, you know, distract me from talking to her.
Right,
because
he knows that, you know what I'm saying, now somebody else coming in to take his time. Somebody's done. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Took some distraction away. Like, wait a minute. He ain't never jumped on the phone this much before. Oh, his other hoes, he just jumped on real quick and get the fuck off. Nah, he paying attention to this bitch. Something ain't right. Something ain't right.
Get his motherfuckers to roll the world, people. And when I say throughout the world, it's throughout the world.
All right, well, look at this crazy shit, man. And who the hell would want to get this shit here? Former police office with sale is for sale. Yeah. A former police office with sale for sale.
Wait a minute. A police office with sale is for sale?
A former Scottish police station is being sold as a vacation home.
Oh.
With the seller calling it the ideal place to hide your mother-in-law. Bruh, what the fuck?
John, you're going to be stupid with me, lady. You better go in there.
You feel me? Oh, man. That's fucked up, man. John Bankhead, management partner at J&E Shepherd in Anstruther, said the former police station in St. Monans includes a holding cell, a reception office, a waiting room, and a restroom. Hold on, people, because this might be the police. Hold on.
All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and take a break, but we are live on Wrecking the Game Radio right here live on blogtalkradio.com with the host, the captain, the man with the most, DJ Smells So Good right here on the Starship Smell Prize. And you can catch him Monday through Saturday, 9 p.m. On the West Coast, 11 in the Central, and 12. Oh, no, I mean 9 a.m. on the West Coast, 11 a.m. in the Central, and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. And like I said, you can find DJ Smell So Good right here on blogtalkradio.com by looking up the Starship Smell It Prize.
Hold on.
Oh, okay, well, fuck it. Anyways, we're going back to a commercial, so here we go right now. Hey, Todd, I'm having a bad day.
Man, that's California right there. Goddamn Hollywood calling the shit.
Oh, Hollywood calling. We ain't in Hollywood, man. We ain't in Hollywood.
Damn Hollywood calling. That was Jet Set up in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Jet Set. Doing his thing.
Shouts out to my San Jose Sharks. Good luck today in round two in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Goofy Bones growing his beard or his mustache and goatee playoff beard.
Man, I'm a bet. I'm going to put $50,000 on the Sharks, man.
Oh, man.
You better fucking win, dog. Fucking win. Shit. Bankhead said the property is listed at $44,000. Damn, that's cheap.
Wait a minute, $44,000? How big is this place?
Exactly. It's a police station, goddammit.
But I mean, how big is it? Shit, I've seen police stations probably the size of closets.
Yeah, well, it's only got one cell. I think it was more like a holding. It wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, like a police station.
Like a
police
detention
station.
Center or
yeah.
Like a...
It looked like it only got one cell in it. Yeah, it's only
like
one cell.
Like a booking thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is certainly very unusual to be able to invite your guests to spend the night in a cell. Who the fuck would psychologically want to even... Come on, man. If you don't tear that bullshit down or make it a fucking museum... That's the only good. I ain't even no good use. That's the only use that you can have for some fuck shit like that, though. You know, I mean, you get some sick the minute motherfucker to actually buy that shit, move in, and then keep their kids, you know what I'm saying, locked up. You know what I'm saying, for 20 years and shit. You stupid motherfuckers won't even know. Because you stupid motherfuckers done sold them the goddamn police station. Like, people got some dumbass thoughts. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them.
Well, all right. Son, I'm going to have to end this call, homeboy. I just wanted to call in for a little bit, say what's
you know
up.
When you back on the grind, when you back on the
we're going to be back live Monday.
All right.
Everything's everything. We done. So we're going to be back live Monday. I think it's Cinco de Mayo. So, yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo weekend this weekend. So we're going to get drunk like a bunch of Mexicans. And we're going to have ourselves a great day.
I'm celebrating. I got my sombrero, you know what I'm saying, in the car and shit, so, you know.
I'm glad the cops didn't take that away from you.
You know what I'm saying? God damn, you motherfucker. You ain't no black Mexican. You lied to us.
All right, old boy.
I much love to you, man.
I'm talking to you, man.
All right, you know
it.
That's Goofy Bone, ladies and gentlemen, the famous Goofy Bone. Motherfucker San Jose, California, straight low rock. Right there, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, hard beam him off. All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Good show, man. It's Talk to the Teens Thursday, man, right here live on the most uncut, uncensored show on Blog Talk Radio. I say that because you're going to anybody else's show besides mine and Goofy's. And motherfuckers be trying to censor themselves. You know what I'm saying? And what the hell is that? Don't blame mom for not cooking. Dad better. Yeah, that's true too. But we don't have dads in the damn household anymore, which is a sad fact. All the fucking dads are locked up or goddamn off with the next bitch. You know what I'm saying? Or you punk ass dads out there need to tighten the fuck up too. You know what I'm saying? Stop sticking your dick in and try to fuck everything. You know what I'm saying? And take care of that one goddamn kid. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem too. And I'm going to have to address that for a whole nother show. You know, fuck Father's Day. I'm going to have a Father's Day on this summer, bitch, all right? Goddamn talk about you deadbeat ass dads. You know what I'm saying? And you motherfuckers that just out there having kids and just keeping it motherfucking moving, not even thinking about the consequences or the actions that, you know what I'm saying, your little Skeeter Peter, you know what I'm saying, as the damage that it's caused. So, all right, I'm going to give y'all three more, man, and we about this mofo flipper, man. You know what I'm saying? Where companies' as vans warn of shooting. Okay. A Florida weapons company has branded its vehicles with the message, stay 100 meters back or you will be shot. In both English and Arabic. The owner of Spikes Technical, who was not named, said the message is not meant to be taken literally, but is a sign of support for U.S. troops in the Middle East who have the same message on their Humvee. Oh, okay. However, some motorists said they were shocked by the threatening words, which are in large letters in the windows of the vehicle. And if I see goddamn Omnihan Najad driving one of these goddamn vehicles, you know what I'm saying? That's going to create some motherfucking stereotypes. Some people might take laws into their own hands, thinking that that's not just a support tactic. Yeah. Or fuck ever. Crazy motherfuckers. People do crazy shit. Take freedom of speech way too far. And freedom of expression way too far. You know what I'm saying? All right, we over here in Ohio, you know what I'm saying, where a health building is closed for fleas. How the hell the health building is closed? Officials with an Ohio County Health Department said the building is being closed for 3 days while exterminators tackle a flea infestation. Robert Blair, a member of the Fairfield County Board of Health, said the Fairfield Department of Health building in Lancaster will be shut down for 3 days while officials step up efforts to combat a flea problem that has been ongoing for at least a month. The Columbus, Ohio Dispatch reported Wednesday. Officials said women, infants, and children program clients were notified to reschedule any appointments arranged for later this week and other offices, including vital statistics and environmental services, will be closed until Monday. Damn. They shut the whole building down. All right. Well, last but not least, and then we'll get back into one more song before we get up out of this mother... You know what I'm saying? Judge puts jury duty shirker in restraints. What the hell is a shirker? Alrighty, the father of a Texas 19-year-old who was taken to court in chains for failing to show up for jury duty says he plans to sue over his daughter's treatment. U.S. District Judge David Hittner said Kelsey Gloston, a freshman at Lone Star College's Cy Fair campus, appeared in federal court one day last week during the jury selection process and didn't make an argument to be dismissed. The Houston Chronicle reported to Wednesday. However, when a clerk called Monday to ask why she hadn't returned, she said she had a flat tire and was planning to go to class rather then continue with jury duty. Yeah. Bro, you can't get mad. The bitch had the choice to motherfucking say, hey, I can't do it. I'm in school. She had that right. She gave up that right. Therefore, how the fuck are you getting, you know what I'm saying, upset? You know? All right. And fuck it, I'll give you one more. Where Louisiana, where a woman finds python in used car. Apparently it's not used. It's in use. All right. A Louisiana woman discovered a python in her car that dealership employees said belonged to a couple that nearly purchased the vehicle. Marquita Lawrence said she was driving in the Toyota Camry she had recently purchased from Hollingsworth Richards Used Cars in Gonzales when she saw a ball python crawl out from under the passenger seat to investigate her fried chicken. I threw it in park and hauled-tailed and did not look back. Ain't that a bitch? Hell to the no. I mean, damn, that's crazy. To me, honestly, damn, that's crazy. I don't know, man, because honestly, shit, I might have had to take that motherfucker back to the dealership later on after, you know what I'm saying? And fuck that, I ain't buying shit from you motherfuckers, man. Damn, that's crazy, boy. All my snake lovers out there, hey, go on and buy a car at that car lot. It includes free snakes. All right. All right, we're going to get up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? And that is the Nutty News provided to you apart by NuttyNewsWire.com. You know what I'm saying? For funny news, odd stories, and all that other kind of good shit in between. You know what I'm saying? You're only going to hear it here first on Reckoning Game Radio. And that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Bringing you all the weird, wild, crazy, off-the-wall news. But like I always say, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. This is Talk to the Teens Thursday, man. Please, parents, you know what I'm saying, mentors, anybody out there that's got contact with teens, talk to the teens. Yeah, I know it seems difficult. It seems hard. And these motherfuckers seem like, you know what I'm saying, they'll give you, they ask the kiss to the world. But believe you me, they are impressionable. They are at an age where they still can be reached. They are not lost. They are only lost when you lose them. Believe that. And we don't, you know what I'm saying, help them out now. Our kids will not have a brighter future, you know what I'm saying, ahead. We have to get our kids and our teens involved in technology, you know what I'm saying, in computers, laptops, you know what I'm saying, in learning. Not being cool, not being a fashion trend, and not hanging out with the most popular motherfuckers in school, you know what I'm saying, because that is not the prioritize, and we have to do that. That means prioritize, get our priorities together as parents, as play parents, step parents, or whatever the hell you want to put yourself in that role. You have to reach out and make an impact, make a difference on another young person's life. All right, we're getting up out here. Much love to Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Washington. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Cyanide, all the way from the Netherlands. Alex out there hanging out, you know what I'm saying, representing for Singapore. Florida UFOs who popped up off in here, you know what I'm saying. And definitely Goofy Ball from San Jose, California, you know what I'm saying. This is a worldwide international network, you know what I'm saying, filled with great people, man. And I'm just blessed to be here, you know what I'm saying, to be one of them people that you like to network with. So on that note, you know what I'm saying, be safe, stay blessed, and unstressed, man. It's a crazy world out there, you know what I'm saying, but it's motherfuckers a little bit crazier. So you just got to be on your P's and Q's, huh?
Yo, John New, this is
DJ.
Party time.
You're DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
on me. Man, me so fine that you're wearing them jeans. Killing that shit in the club by the back door. Super D-back, everybody hit the dance floor. Do it for the hoes, but the niggas gon' pop. Soon as the bass hit, everybody gon' drop. I'm killing that shit, new kid on the block. Don't fit so fine, them shit still hot. Boy, give me that goose, a Patron on the rock. I hit the club with the ice and them hoes gon' jump. Killing that shit, why the bass gon' drop? Got them shaking their ass and they bones gon' pop. Fine ass hoes, chilling by the bar. We started throwing cash, yeah, bitch, I'm a superstar. All in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so bumping on pain.
Him in the phone. Mama so bad, grew up thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love zone. You say a lot of fact that I work and got my own. I'm so full of shame, I have to say I convicted. You just put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, people super D. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. Wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
Like that, killing that shit, and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the ground, I got.